Baruch Lurie's back in studio. Baruch, where the hell have you been?
Good morning, everybody. I have missed you. I have.
Liar. You're such a liar.
Is this Yontif eating frenzy over?
Or is it just beginning?
It's just begun. I think we just had the starters.
Can I tell you, you may remember a few weeks ago I told you that my taste buds were stuck in the shtetl.
Yes.
Rose Abrams brought a huge platter of the most delicious chopped herring I have ever eaten, dropped it off at my home on second day Rosh Hashanah so I could serve it on second night.
Amazing.
And let me tell you, there was a feeding frenzy around her chopped
herring.
Really,
eh?
You've never tasted chopped herring this good.
Jeez. Well, I've never tasted roses. Apparently she only brings it for the one, Howard, but that's just how it is. That's fine. You know, we know who Rose's favorite is in this studio.
I had three people come to me in Shul on Shabbos saying, what are you cooking for Howie's Yontif meal?
Right, so there we go. It's become a thing, has it? So what was your number one seller this Rosh Hashanah, this Yontif so far?
It was very interesting. From a cooked food point of view, it was chicken soup and kneidlach and chopped liver.
Get more Hamish than that.
You don't eat them together. No, you have them separately. Mm.
Well, unless it's a short kiddush, then you have it on the same plate with pineapple.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. And uncooked.
Exactly. And the uncooked is brisket. So we did a lot of pickled brisket. Ah. I think a lot of people were doing boiled brisket and then finishing it off in the oven or the bra, something like that.
Right.
So that we've seen a big change towards, I think it's because people are becoming more foodie-ish and they're going for a pickled product versus the regular product. It also gives it, when you slice it, it's like nice and red versus like a grey colour.
Oh, so that's interesting. So there has been a shift.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, it wouldn't have been this.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It's always just brisket.
Now Baruch Lurie from Inris Farms. We're talking about what was in demand this year over Rosh Hashanah and what's coming up.
Okay, so Yom Kippur is very much a kreplach time of year. So chicken soup, kreplach, and roast chicken.
Do you make kreplach?
Really?
Sure. We've been making for the last 3 weeks to stock up because last year we ran out there of Yom Kippur.
Really?
You became very...
It's funny, it's not our family tradition, kreplach.
Oh, really? It's what my mother complains about every year and promises to never make.
So, say it again. Is it such hard work?
It's too difficult.
I didn't know. How do you make them?
Very finicky with your fingers. In fact, if you make kreplach for a few days a year, you're bound not to get arthritis.
Okay, so can we please just explain to our either our non-Jewish listeners or Jewish listeners who don't know what kreplach is, what is it?
Okay, so kreplach is it's like a dim sum. Exactly.
In fact, on Instagram, I keep on seeing dim sum makers that they're advertising, and I keep on thinking, oh, that would be fantastic
for
kreplach.
Yeah.
And what kind of dough is it? What kind of pastry is it?
It's like a pierogan pastry, but what makes it unique is that it doesn't get baked; it gets boiled.
So you boil it separately to your soup.
So some people, if they've got a hot chicken soup, while it's boiling, they throw it in, and other people will boil it in water and then throw it in afterwards.
Isn't it more like pasta?
Yeah, I always think of it as a softer dough.
I think it's almost a pasta, like a panzerotti with meat inside.
And it's a minced meat inside.
And it's minced meat inside. Basically the same as a pierogan kind of mixture.
Right.
But it's the main thing is that it's boiled and not baked.
And this is traditional that a lot of people eat it before the fast of Yom Kippur. It's one of the foods that you eat in order to start the fast.
Yes.
In fact, for our Asian listeners who come from Tibet, it would be most similar to things called Tibetan momos.
Momos, M-O-M-O.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Hard to find in South Africa.
Yeah, I would imagine. We won't even let in
the Dalai Lama. And he would be vegetarian anyway, so he would never bring in meat momos.
Right.
Classic. So we decided because of this crazy weather, we were expecting summer to be in and now we're freezing over here.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to put our lamb stew on special.
Ooh, that's
very
nice.
Which is completely impromptu.
It will be very big, very big lamb stew
fan. It will be until Friday, until Erev Shabbos, so you've got the next 3 days. And
let me just message home.
Mm-hmm. The price is 119 a kilo, so the normal price of lamb stew or lamb neck, it's both products, is 149 a kilo, and we are doing it from today until Friday at 119 per kilo. Available at Nisbohm's Glen Hazel until 8 p.m. tonight, 8 p.m. tomorrow night, and 3:30 on Friday.
Okay, so are these extended hours as a matter of interest?
No, they're regular hours. We've always operated with extended hours.
You've always operated with extended hours. I think by definition...
It's not extended.
Yeah, but all right, who am I?
I want to know, in the new year, what are the exciting things coming? Are you going to tell me about kosher turkeys this year?
I have stopped talking about turkey because for the last 4 years I have tried and developed a lot of grey hairs because of it in terms of getting turkeys into the country. My advice to you is when you are next in New York or Israel, to put one in your suitcase.
Thanksgiving
is coming. Lots of our customers have done and we've smoked it for them.
Don't they squeal?
Depends how you pack it.
I thought they would object to that.
You take them on the aeroplane with you. You don't actually put them in your suitcase.
Okay, so you can't check. You don't check them in.
It's
actually
one of those animals. What do the American call?
They love it. What's that word for it?
Comfort animal.
No, not a comfort animal. It's a service
animal.
Like a service dog.
And you book a seat for the turkey next to you.
Right.
Because Thanksgiving is coming up towards the end of November.
Yes.
It's a, you know, when they do surveys of American Jewish kids and they ask them to name the big Jewish holidays, they come up with Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, and Thanksgiving as the three big Jewish holidays.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, and there you have it. All right, Baruch Lurie, just give us that special
time. So it is lamb stew or lamb neck at 119 a kilo. Normal price was 149, and it's for 3 days only, today until Friday.
Available at
Nisbohm's Glen Hazel.